Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? There's no Orion this week. There almost wasn't a show at all. Orion is in Chicago at a wedding, which is fine, you know. But we were originally going to record the show on Wednesday because he was going to be gone. And Wednesday night, I'm sitting around waiting to do the show. Orion probably should have been here around, 10 or so p.m. And at 12:30 after midnight, I get this voicemail.
Hey, Kyle, it's Orion. Just wanted to let you know what's going on because it's getting kind of late. We're at Bill's, and we'll probably be leaving.
We're naked.
Kind of soon. I just wanted to let you know what's going on so you didn't worry or anything. So just let me know what's up. Should be home shortly. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. All right, bye.
Now, that was sweet of him to let me know where he's at so I don't worry. But we were supposed to do the podcast, and I'm like, okay, well, he'll be home soon. So, you know, I got to work at 8 in the morning the next day, but we still got some time. I don't usually sleep that well anyway. I don't usually go to sleep till around, 3 in the morning anyway. So we still got some time. So I wait, and I wait, and I wait, and I wait some more. And eventually, it's 2:30 in the morning, and he's still not here. So I give him a call. I leave him a voicemail saying, I don't know if we're going to be able to do the podcast now. You're still not here. And he didn't pick up, obviously, because I left a voicemail, and he doesn't call me back. And 3:30 rolls around, and here he is. He shows up. And I pretty much had to go to bed at that point, so we didn't do a podcast. Thursday night, he left for the wedding. It's now Friday evening, early evening, and I'm here by myself recording this. I don't know how entertaining this is going to be for anybody because it's just me. And I think, you kind of need somebody to bounce your ideas off of in order for this kind of thing to work. This is going to be kind of a KJ Cisco format episode. But I'm here and I figured I should put something out. So yeah, that's what this is. If this is your first time checking out the show, I recommend you skip this one. Go back an episode or a few episodes, maybe even start from the beginning, whatever, but because this is not going to be a typical show. There's usually two of us here. Occasionally there's three of us, and it's more of a discussion and not just me talking to myself. Gee whiz, where to start? Well, we were talking recently about, cancer walks, cancer runs, things like that, things of that nature, and how I don't like being asked, not so much that I don't like being asked for money for charities and cancer research and things like that, but that I don't get the idea of a cancer walk or a cancer run. Why do you got to run for me to give you money for cancer? It makes no difference to me. I'll either give you money for cancer research or I won't. So why do you got to go running? Does that make you feel better somehow? Well, right after talking about this, I was talking about people bringing clipboards around at work and stuff, asking for money. And almost immediately after putting up the last episode, somebody comes around at my work with a clipboard and says, we're doing a potluck, apparently, on our lunch break on Monday, I think. We're doing a potluck for Ron or somebody. I don't even know the guy. It's somebody that works with me, but he works in an area where I never see him. I have no idea who this guy is. I don't know what he looks like. Apparently, he's got cancer. And that's kind of the funny thing about where I work is that they actually brought somebody in to like scan the place with some kind of sensors or something to figure out if there was anything in the place that was causing cancer, because so many people at my work have gotten cancer. The job I currently do, I took over because the person who used to do it died of cancer, which sucks. I didn't know her very well, but it's still. And they had me take over somebody else's job briefly because that person died of cancer. They eventually hired somebody else to do that job, but apparently everybody at my work gets cancer eventually. I was thinking about it. A lot of people at my work smoke, but the two people I know of who got cancer and died don't. I almost think somehow like smoking is killing whatever kind of cancer it is that's killing everybody else. So maybe I should pick it back up again. So this guy's got cancer and they're asking me to bring in food for this potluck, which I guess that helps him out for that day, because he didn't have to bring a lunch or buy anything. But otherwise, it's just kind of a worthless gesture, in my opinion. Plus, I just hate potlucks anyway. I don't know. There's something about other people's home-cooked food that skeeves me out. It's not everybody. Like, there are certain people whose home-cooked food I have no problem with, but just strangers bringing in stuff that they cooked at home, I don't know what it is exactly. Something about the idea of them manhandling it with their bare hands or something. Plus, it kind of goes back to, like, when my great aunt would make fudge, and she'd put walnuts in it. And every time she'd bring it over, I couldn't eat it. I'd get kind of grossed out because the little chunks of walnuts, I had this idea in my head that, like, I knew they weren't. I knew they were walnuts, but I had this idea in my head that it was like pieces of her falling off as she was cooking the fudge. So, yeah, gross. But anyway, so I said no to the potluck, but they also had another sheet where you could sign up to donate money. And I figure since, A, it's going to somebody directly, like, this isn't going to cancer research, this is going to help this guy with his medical bills. So I felt pretty good about that. And B, if I didn't do it, they were going to think I was an asshole. So, and I was going to have to see these people again. So I donated $10. Actually, I haven't yet. I have to remember to bring that with me to work. Otherwise, I will be an asshole. But they didn't, nobody's going running or doing anything stupid for this guy. Like, well, aside from the potluck, like, nobody's going running or walking or trying to get sponsored somehow with this cancer money. They just want to give this guy money to help him out. And so I felt like this was a better way to do it. And so I donated. I donated more this time than I did the last time they asked me for cancer money, because it's like, this is going to help this guy, even though I don't know who the hell he is. You know, they're not going to use it to buy, like, inflatable palm trees or IKEA furniture, fancy, like, glass tables and shit for their lobbies. Oh, a little known fact about Orion, while we're talking about cancer. Orion has AIDS. He got it in the late 80s. He almost died from albinism, and he needed a melanin transfusion. And so, but back then they didn't screen it very well. He picked up AIDS, and he's doing pretty well considering. But his AIDS has cancer, which is kind of rough, because most of the time cancer isn't contagious. You know, you can't, like, give cancer to somebody else. But now, like, he always has to wear a condom with Aldi, because otherwise she could get his AIDS cancer, which, you know, it's rough on him. So I don't know if he would want anybody to know that, but just keep it between us. Orion facts. Yeah, so the other day I went to a friend's birthday party, his 30th birthday party, and he had it at this place called Craig's Cruisers, where they have go-karts and video games and mini golf and stuff. We raced the go-karts, we did a laser tag, played some games and stuff. And afterwards, we went to a bar, and we were all hanging out and getting drunk and blah, blah, blah. And then after that, I went back to somebody's house with a couple of friends, and we got stoned, which is something that I don't do very often. I pretty much do it maybe, I don't know, 3-4 times a year. Like, it just kind of comes up. I've never bought the stuff. But sometimes when it's around, I'll do it. So I went and I was hanging out with them and I got stoned, and it was really late at night, and I hadn't really thought it through very well because I drove myself there. I really wasn't drunk from the bar, so I was okay to drive when I got there, but I didn't plan on spending the night there or anything, but I guess I thought I'd be there long enough to, like, come down before I'd have to leave. I'm stoned out of my mind, which probably has a little bit to do with the fact that I don't do it very often, but I'm stoned out of my mind, and at one point, we were getting stoned with, it was two of my friends and one of my friend's dad. And the dad, we were all getting stoned. And the dad looks at me and he says that I'm bleeding from my eyes. And I still don't know what that means. He didn't mean it literally. I wasn't actually bleeding from my eyes. I don't know what that means. But I remember thinking, like, it's a good thing I'm not the type to get freaked out by stuff like that when I'm stoned. Because I know other people who, if you told them they were bleeding from their eyes while they were stoned, they would absolutely lose their shit. I remember laughing really hard about that. So then we're there for a while. I'm completely just gone. I kept thinking about how the whole world was made up of, like, a big erector set, but it was like, not like you could literally see the erector set. It was kind of like how Neo in the Matrix can see the code that the world is made up of. Like, I could see this erector set that the whole world was made up of that you normally wouldn't see. It was really insane, stupid shit. And I didn't remember doing this at all, but I left Orion a voicemail message at some point before I left that place to come home. And before he went to Chicago, I managed to get it off his phone. And this is the message I left for Orion.
Yo, David, this is Kyle. I am feeling particularly geometric and symmetrical
in a spherical sort of sense. And for this, I feel I should warn you to refrain from the use of the plastic particles in the color purple. Rather, you should use the colors light blue, and that should work better. It's like a styrene plastic.
Now, like I said, I don't remember leaving that message at all. You might be wondering why I called him David. I don't know if we've covered that before or not. Orion's first name actually is David, another little-known fact about Orion. His name is David Orion Brower. Orion is his middle name. I don't know why, and he doesn't really know why either. He goes by his middle name. He always has. Like, that's what his parents have always called him. I know a lot of times in families, like if the dad and the kid have the same name, the same first name, sometimes they'll call him, like, if your name's like Steve, sometimes it'll be like Steve and Steve Jr. But other times, like, they'll go by their middle name, the kid will, just to differentiate. I don't know why people name their kids after themselves. It seems complicated and kind of narcissistic to me. But so it would have made sense to me if his dad's name was David. Like, they're both named David. We don't want to get confused, so we'll call Orion by his middle name. That's not the case. In fact, actually, his brother is named after his dad, and his brother goes by the same first name as his dad. So, if anything, his brother should go by his middle name, but he doesn't. I don't know. Whatever. And I guess they just thought Orion was cooler. I don't know why they didn't name him Orion David Brower. Whatever. But I'm getting off track. Anyway, I don't know what the hell I was talking about in that voicemail message. The best I can come up with is that it had something to do with, like I was saying, about like the underlying structure of the universe, because I was fucking stoned out of my mind and that made sense to me at the time. I was laughing a little bit because I knew it's weird. I don't know if it's like this for everybody, but I know when I'm stoned, I think really, really strange things like that. And I know they're strange. They make perfect sense to me, but I know that they won't make sense to anybody else. So I'll be cracking up when I'm trying to explain myself to people because I know it sounds crazy to them, but for some reason I still feel the need to tell them. Like, I remember one time I was stoned out of my mind and it felt like I was trying to explain to everybody how the room was still three-dimensional, but everybody in it was two-dimensional and they all looked like cardboard cutouts to me, like they were all on their own separate planes. It didn't make any sense, and I knew it didn't, but I still felt the need to tell everybody. It's really strange. So anyway, after I leave him this voicemail message, my friend, who, not the one who lived there, but the other one, needed to go home, and he hadn't driven himself there, and so he asked me to give him a ride, and I'm like, oh man, I am so fucking just stoned out of my, I don't know if I can even do this. So we went outside and I think we walked a little bit around this apartment complex. And all of a sudden he goes to me, he goes, this is where you live, right? And I'm looking at it. And not only is it not where I live, but I remember laughing really hard because it doesn't even look anything like where I live. Like where I live, there's an enclosed stairwell. There's like a door with a buzzer. You have to buzz to get in. And this place had an outdoor stairwell. And there's like, and I'm looking at it and it's not that funny now, but at the time I almost fell over laughing about how retarded it was to me that he thought this is where I lived. And we'd probably only like walked maybe a block and I had had to drive there beforehand. And it wasn't anywhere near where I lived. So eventually we decided to drive and I don't really remember much about it. We both got in the car, my car, and I drove him to his place and he was telling me where to go, like turn here. And I think I was driving fine. Like, I shouldn't have been driving, and that I fully admit. But I think I was driving fine. I wasn't swerving around or anything like that. But nothing looked familiar to me. And normally it would. I wasn't that far from home. But nothing looked familiar to me at all. And so I'm driving him home, going left and right when he tells me to, and I get him home. He's like, oh, thanks for the ride. And he gets out and he goes home. And I'm lost. I have no idea where I am. So I back out, and I start driving. And I don't remember much. I know I drove for a while. And I don't know how long. It could have been 10 minutes. It could have been 3 hours. I have no idea how long I was driving. But I know I didn't recognize anything. And I was just driving and driving. And I was kind of in a haze. And all of a sudden, I just sort of snapped out of it. And luckily, I was somewhere that I recognized at this point. And I managed to make my way home. But it was bad news. So don't get stoned and drive. It's not very responsible. Man, this is boring as shit, isn't it? Like I said, I really need somebody else to converse with. Like, just listening to me talk to myself probably isn't all that entertaining. I had a bunch of ideas for this week's show, too, and I'm really kind of not pissed at Orion or whatever. I'm a little annoyed with Orion because, you know, he could have fucking said, we're not going to do the show this week. Instead, he said, oh, yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it on Wednesday. And then he just didn't come home, but whatever. But I had all these ideas, but it's all stuff that we would like discuss, you know, like not stuff that I can just preach about. I don't really like just talking at people, although I could see how somebody could think that. I could see how somebody could think that I do like just talking at people. Oh, another little known Orion fact. Orion was actually born with 12 toes. And that's actually not that uncommon. A lot of people are born with extra digits, extra fingers, extra toes, whatever. But the thing is, he wasn't born with like an extra toe on each foot or like two extra toes on one foot. I actually didn't know about this until like maybe a couple months ago or whatever. If you've been listening for a while, you heard the episode where we talked about Orion wrestling naked with another man. Well, that was the first time I'd ever seen Orion naked, and that was the first time I'd ever seen these extra toes. They're kind of like right behind the head of his penis, and they're like two little pinky toes. And like if you've ever seen like the Aliens movies, you know, like the chest burster that comes out of people's chests and it's like, and it's flailing those little tiny arms around. It's kind of what it looks like, only it doesn't have all those teeth. He's kind of embarrassed about it, but whatever. He's the one who got naked, so there you go.
Orion facts.
I mentioned before that I saw the movie District 9, and I wasn't going to talk about it until Orion got a chance to see it, but since he's not here, and I don't know what the hell else to talk about, let's do it. Now, I actually really liked this movie. I thought it was a good movie. It was entertaining, it was fun to watch, and it had a lot of really cool aspects to it. But because I am generally a negative and hateful person, I prefer to focus on the negatives. So the things that I didn't like about it, the things that I had issue with, were things like the aliens themselves. Well, for one thing, the aliens don't speak English, but they don't even speak anything that sounds remotely like a human language. They speak in things that sound like weird grunts and animal noises. And yet, for some reason, everybody who interacts with an alien in the movie understands them perfectly. And they understand us perfectly. It's never an issue. Like nobody, there's no misunderstandings. They all understand each other just fine. Now, it's certainly possible that somebody could learn the alien language. They could learn to at least interpret it, if not speak it. But the humans all speak English, and the aliens all speak alien language, and they all understand each other just fine. And while, like I said, it's understandable that somebody could maybe learn the language, but it's hard enough for most people to learn foreign human languages to think that everybody could just learn to understand what means as opposed to like those mean completely different things, and somehow everybody's able to understand the difference. It seems really odd to me. Another problem I had with the aliens is just the idea that wherever the hell they're from, they evolved basically just like we did. I mean, superficially, they look a lot different from us. They're kind of scaly and they look sort of like crustaceans. I mean, they call them prawns because they supposedly look kind of like shrimp or prawns. And they have like these little mouth feelers and stuff, like, and they have little antennas. Superficially, they look a little bit different, but they still have two legs, two arms, a torso, a head. They still have two eyes in the front of their head for stereoscopic vision like we do. They still have a mouth right where you would expect it to be. Granted, it's covered up by those little feeler things, but they still have a mouth right where you would expect it to be. They still have fingers and toes, and it seems absurd to me that an alien who evolved on a planet light years away would have evolved basically exactly like we did. This seems kind of strange. But whatever, that's a very standard sci-fi thing. That's the kind of thing I would normally let go, because it's a very standard thing. It's kind of hard to think up something that doesn't look like what we would expect it to look like, because, you know, we don't know what not to expect. And at least it's not like Star Trek, where all the aliens are basically humans with shit taped to their foreheads. Another problem I had with the movie was a lot of it centers around these alien weapons. These aliens have these crazy weapons that like blow shit up. And the alien weapons are specially made so that they only work for the aliens. Like the aliens' DNA is somehow recognized by these weapons, and that activates them. A human can't fire them. Now, the problems I have with the weapons are, A, they look just like shit that we would make. Like, they look like they're from some generic first-person shooter game or something. They have a handle and a trigger, and the main body of the gun protrudes straight forward from the handle. It looks like a human designed it. It seems, again, absurd to me that an alien race that evolved light years away would basically develop the same kind of weapons that we would, if they would develop weapons at all. And on top of that, the whole idea, like, the aliens have been here for 20 years, supposedly, and they've had these weapons, like, humans have had access to these weapons and have been trying to figure them out for 20 years. And somehow we've never just opened them up and reverse engineered the technology. Like, if the only thing preventing you from firing it is the fact that it needs to recognize alien DNA in order to fire, you would think you could just reverse engineer the technology behind the weapon itself and then find a way to fire it manually. It seems actually fairly simple to me. Even if you don't understand the technology when you first open it up, you'd think after 20 years you'd figure it out. You'd at least figure out a way to make it work, even if you didn't know why it did what it did. But whatever. Another thing kind of along the same lines, if you've seen the movie, you know that later on in the movie, the main human protagonist gets in a giant robot. He gets in a giant alien mech, and he immediately knows how to operate it. He's kind of clumsy with it, but he immediately knows how to operate it. Super simple. He knows how to use all the weapons and shit. It's okay, if you say so. I guess the aliens are very... I guess alien technology is very user-friendly. I don't know. The alien technology, apparently, or at least their transport technology, like their ships, run on this liquid. And apparently all of their technology, or the majority of it, uses this liquid in some form or another. Because at one point in the movie, you see these aliens scavenging for scraps of their own technology in like a junkyard, just I guess shit that's been discarded, and they're like leaking little tiny droplets of this liquid out of these old broken machines and trying to save it up because they want to get off Earth, get back up to their mothership and take off, and they need this liquid to do it. I guess it's like a fuel. But at one point the main human protagonist finds this little canister of this fuel and accidentally gets some of it on himself, and it starts to turn him into one of the aliens. Seems like a very weird double purpose for this liquid. Like, why would you design a fuel that both powers your machinery and is full of some kind of, I don't even know what it would need to be, some sort of super virus that goes in and manually re-engineers your DNA and your cellular structure to turn you into an alien? What is the point of that? That's not something that could come about by accident. So it's a very weird concept. It's akin to like mutagen in the Ninja Turtles, like this shit that's basically toxic waste, but for whatever reason also has the ability to combine the DNA of two different animals and make them turn into something else. Like, that was cool when I was a little kid, but it's completely absurd in concept. And the way the transformation takes place is kind of ridiculous too. Like, he basically gets infected. Like, he inhales a little bit of this stuff, or maybe swallows a little bit of it. And then for whatever reason, the transformation starts taking place with his left hand. Instead of taking place kind of gradually all over his body at once, or maybe starting centrally, like in the lungs or the stomach or, you know, some kind of central main organ, it starts in his left hand, which is just bizarre to me. And it seems to spread from left to right across his body. Like, by the end of the movie, his left eye is an alien eye. His left hand is an alien hand. And the only reason I can think of for that, I can't think of a real legitimate reason for it. The only reason I can think of is that they wrote it into the plot that way because they needed his hand to turn alien first, because the whole like plot centers around the government trying to take him over. They abduct him and they're going to kill him and dissect him because he's the only human who can fire these weapons because he's got this alien hand. And so I guess he needed to have an alien hand. He needed that part to get infected first so he could fire the weapon for the point of the story. But there's no real reason why I can think of that it would start at the left hand. But it did. And that's another thing. Instead of just keeping him around and trying to like study him and figure out, you know, why did he turn into this? In fact, they never even ask, how did this happen? Instead of trying to figure out why he's turning into an alien, they're going to kill him and dissect him and try to figure it out that way. They never even asked, like, what were you exposed to? What happened? How did this start? They're just like, oh, fuck it. We'll kill him. We'll dissect him. And then we'll figure it out from there. And they actually have the canister of the liquid, and they're just kind of ignoring it. Because later in the movie, they have to go back and find this liquid. The main human protagonist and his alien buddy have to go back and find this liquid so the aliens can get off the planet. It's in the same facility they were holding him at. It was there the whole time. They just, the scientists or whatever, just were like, ah, fuck it. We don't need to mess with that. It's just kind of insane logic, but whatevs. I guess the whole movie is kind of supposed to be about, like, prejudice and just lack of compassion and stuff. Like, the bad guys are almost laughably incompassionate. Is that even a word? Incompassionate? Whatever. They lack compassion. Like, as soon as he becomes infected, his boss just completely disregards him as a human being and is willing to sell him to the highest bidder and hack him up. It's just, I'm sure there are people out there like that. I mean, there are sociopaths out there who have no empathy for other human beings, but it just seems absurd that this whole group of businessmen are like, yeah, fuck it, let's just hack him up. Like, not one person has any problem with it. It's so cartoonish in its logic that it's just bizarre. Oh, another little-known Orion fact. For a little while in, I think, 2003, Orion was actually a part-time wrestler. Not a pro wrestler. He was a part of, like, a local league. They had a ring set up at a local county fairground where they would hold their matches. And he was pretty good at it. He was pretty popular for a while. He drew a lot of he drew a pretty big crowd. But the reason he eventually had to stop, Orion wrestled under the name The Red Menace. And he had this signature move. He didn't do it every match, but he had this signature move that he called the Irish Butt Slam. And what he would do is he would wrestle the guy for a while, and he would get him kind of dazed. And then he would set him up with his ass kind of in the air, facing like the turnbuckle. And he would pull the guy's pants down. He would take his own pants off. He would climb up on the turnbuckle, and it was like this aerial move. He would jump off the turnbuckle with his dick facing out, and he would land dick first in the guy's butthole. And then he'd just, like, bone him till he tapped out. Now, obviously, the other wrestlers didn't really like this very much, but since Orion was, like, the most popular wrestler around at the time, they kept him on. They just gave him a warning the first time he did it. And this happened a few times. Like, the first time he did it, they were like, look, you can't do this. And he was like, okay, okay, okay. So he'd do, like 5, 6, maybe 10 matches in between where he wouldn't do the move. And then all of a sudden, he'd just get the urge, and he'd do it again. And they'd warn him again, you know, but they couldn't bring themselves to kick him out because he was the biggest draw. People would come and they'd hold signs and stuff. They'd say, you know, go Red Menace. And so they wanted to, but they couldn't kick him out. They couldn't justify it. So I think it was like maybe the 6th or 7th time he did it. And they said, look, man, we're going to have to let you go. I mean, we can't even find people to wrestle you anymore. I mean, everybody knows about this move and nobody wants to get in the ring with you. So eventually they had to kick him out, and he's kind of bitter about it. He doesn't like to watch wrestling or talk about it. He just it's kind of a sore spot for him these days. So
Orion facts.
And on that note, I think I'm going to wrap this up. It's a short show, unfortunately, but honestly, how much more of this shit could you take? I know I couldn't take much more of it. So as usual, you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581, or you can email us, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com. Check us out on the Facebook, suggest us to your friends, although maybe don't suggest this episode specifically to your friends because it's not that great. Order some free stickers. Yeah, you know, whatever.